Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Today, the Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in a case that could dramatically reduce access to the widely used abortion pill mifepristone. KYW's Rick Ragupathy spoke with a legal expert about the potential fallout for reproductive rights and federal agency oversight.
The Food and Drug Administration approved mifepristone in 2000, and over the last quarter century, the agency has made accessing the drug easier, most recently in 2021, allowing the pill to be sent through the mail amid the pandemic. Dean of Temple Law School Rachel Ribouchet says government agencies have typically been trusted to regulate as they see fit.
If the Supreme Court decides that the FDA erred, it will shake a tenet of administrative law that we defer to expert agencies.
The group that brought the suit, the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine, claims that increased access to medication abortions has led to tens of thousands of emergency complications. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says major adverse events occur in just a fraction of a percent of medication abortions. The court's conservative supermajority overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. While that was a state's rights issue and this deals with a federal agency, Ribouchet sees a theme.
It's very different than Dobbs, the case that reversed Roe. But we do know that this is a court that thinks that courts should get out of the business of regulating abortion.
More than 60% of abortions in the U.S. last year were medication abortions, according to the Guttmacher Institute. Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.